Now it's time to turn to TV, though. We talk to Kurt Wagner each and every Friday around this time. And Kurt, what's wrong? You're stuck in traffic?
Again.
You've been.
It's taken me 50 minutes to get from the top of Lakeshore Drive to Belmont.
Because
he's walking.
Is
you
that
should
what it
take
is?
A car.
You're in the car, Kurt. It's faster.
No, I am in the car.
Oh, you are.
I am
okay.
In the car.
All right.
All right, well, let's do
I could probably walk there faster, to tell you the
bet.
Truth.
I can imagine.
I'm still not at Belmont.
All right. Well,
you need to have your traffic report person add this to her list.
That Kurt's route is going to take a little longer than it normally takes him.
Well, it's Lakeshore Drive. Southbound Lakeshore Drive. No one's moving.
Oh. Is it construction-based? Is that why?
Yeah. Somebody on I complained about it on Twitter, and somebody... A friend of mine on a bus said that they're down to one lane at Belmont.
Oh, okay, there's one. That's why. All
well,
right.
Let's do it by phone this week.
Yeah, we're fine. Kurt,
all right, here we are. Let's talk TV.
You have something nice to share with Wendy, some good news for Wendy when it comes to television. Go ahead. What have you got for her?
Your favorite, your beloved Big Brother series is going to have two seasons a year now.
Can't keep up.
I think they did that in the early days, didn't they?
It seemed
they
like
did, right?
Well, maybe then it's three. I don't know. Anyway, they're going to have a new season this fall, starting in September, but it's only going to be on CBS All Access. So you'd have to pay to see it, you know, whatever it is, $4, $5 a month.
Will it be saucier because it's not on network TV?
It probably will because I think CBS All Access currently airs one of the after shows that they do or one of the... I don't know what they call it, after hours, you know, snuggling episodes.
Yeah, I think this is a deal breaker for me. I've been looking for an excuse to get out of it. In fact, I am so behind on all the episodes of this season. My family still watches it, but I may have like cut the
cord.
Yeah, the cord to Big Brother.
Oh no! All right. Well, Kurt, on paper, this looked like good news, but now you've upset Wendy now.
Yeah, but if you have to pay for it, there's something about, even if it's $4 a month, there's something about paying for it that it's like, you know what? I'm not doing that.
I know.
Well, you know, this is the same CBS All Access. They're going to have the Good Wife spinoff in 2017. They're going to have the new Star Trek series in 2017. So what they're doing basically is trying to create content that will get people to pay for their streaming service.
Starting to bug me. I mean, come on.
The remember extra charges?
You could turn on a TV and watch it. Now you can't. The TVs are only monitors.
They will still have the summer season on regular television.
But
all right.
All right. And then I'm told, Kurt, you also have what you hope is good news for me. Wendy's blew up in your face.
Sorry.
I'm hoping this is a better outcome.
Well... Bill, you like the ABC game show block on Sunday night?
You know what? I do. I've watched it a couple times, and it's
Match
fun to see.
Celebrity Family Feud and $100,000 Pyramid,
yeah.
And they're all coming back. They were all renewed for new seasons.
You know what's strange, though, is to see, like, Alec Baldwin is the host of Match Game, and in my head, I mean, Alec Baldwin is a very versatile guy, but it's just weird that it's not Gene Rayburn, who's, you know, he's no longer with us. So
then how could it be?
It can't be him. But I'm just so used to it being Gene Rayburn asking the inane questions, and he does keep the long, thin microphone,
Gene
Rayburn mic. Yeah, I like that.
He does have the long microphone?
Yeah, he does.
And is he doing a good job? I haven't seen it yet, Alec Baldwin.
He's really good as the host. Like, I thought, oh, this isn't right. It shouldn't be Alec Baldwin. He's an accomplished actor. You got to get a game show type guy. But he is. He's pretty good. And the quality of the guests, I'm trying to think of who was on a couple of weeks ago, but people you wouldn't normally equate with being panelists on Match Game, that's who's panelists. I mean, they're more A-list types. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, one of my Twitter folks tweeted me the other day and asked if I had been watching it, and they said Alec Baldwin was great, but they weren't so thrilled with the guests.
Yeah, it's uneven. Some weeks, I don't watch it every week. I've seen it three times. Some of the weeks, the guests are a little more, I mean, you know, it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Everybody likes different people, but it's always a strange blend of people.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's really renewed.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
all three
good.
All three of those.
All right.
Shows are renewed.
Now, Kurt, there's a show that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and Wendy hadn't seen it, and I hadn't seen it, but because you're a TV critic, they show it to you like 10 years, 12 years in advance, and that's the show called Stranger Things on Netflix. We're both huge fans.
And
love
I'm totally caught up. We started watching it. Me and the boys started watching it last Friday night and stayed up and watched all 8 episodes back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
That show is amazing.
Well, you know, it's getting so much love. Like, it seems like everywhere you look, people are talking about Stranger Things. And the critics really loved it. And people are sort of choosing the characters that's most like them. Almost, you know, it's
like Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it sort of hit that nostalgia thing, but then it's also hit that, you know, I was a nerd like that girl in high school, or I was, you know, like that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's really, I'm sure it's, if it hasn't already been renewed, I'm sure it's going to be. And then I saw Netflix did this fun thing where they brought in the cast members. They have a video where they brought in the cast members at different points to do like an interview.
Yeah.
And they set it up so that like the radio in the room starts to turn on and the lights flicker. You know, it's all the Stranger Things that happen in the show. And then like something falls off the wall. And so it's really cool if you can find it on, it's probably on the Netflix YouTube page. It's really funny.
I will look for that because every time
go ahead.
Every time the light flickers at our house, I start to freak out a little bit.
Because of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And we came up with some nicknames. My son, Michael, there's a young Marilyn Manson who's one of the kids, Chuck from the Goonies, little Don Cheadle, Sinead O'Connor, and Neil Young. So
the
look
kids
for
all
those
look
people.
Like the celebrities.
Yes.
I know, Kurt, that they've released or are about to release the soundtrack. For people who don't know, the show takes place in the 1980s, and you get a lot of great music from the 1980s played in the background, so they're releasing a soundtrack to Stranger Things. It captures, and you said this initially, and you're right, it captures, there's a Spielberg feel, you know, the way the kids behave toward each other in E.T. or in the Goonies. That's the feeling you get from these kids. It's a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
And scary.
I mean, it's got so many, you know, it's like a mashup of so many of those 80s shows. That
although there
loved.
Are some things, and Bill, I don't know if you're caught up on it, but
I'm 4 out of the 8. I'm
my through. Husband is bothered because that was 70s, that wasn't 80s. Like, they'll show something that was more 70s than 80s. I said, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's a little continuity error.
And you know what? Winona Ryder will steal your heart, or should we say shoplift your heart? Because I haven't seen her in anything in a long time, and she plays a very nervous mom. A lot has happened to her, and she's very nervous. Right. And you think to yourself, wow, at some point you can't play that same level for that many episodes, but she does, and she does a really good job of it.
And reminds me very much of Frankie Heck from The Middle.
Yeah.
She's got a Patricia Heaton thing going on, just with the clothes, the way she acts. It's very similar, in my opinion.
She was Spock's mom in the Star Trek movies.
Oh, that's right.
I think that's the last thing I saw her in.
She's very good in it. The kids are all great little actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Matthew Modine's showing up doing a nice job, too.
I know. He's the mustache-curling scientist.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out that was him, I'll be honest with
you.
Yeah,
he looks different.
I saw his name in the credits, and I'm like, where's Matthew Modine?
Yeah, yeah, no question.
Right.
And then, Kurt, there's another show that you mentioned. Talking, you know, every time we have you on, you're talking about new shows that are premiering, and you mentioned this one a few weeks ago, and I've been watching it on HBO and loving it. It's a very dark comedy. It's called Vice Principals. That's a fun show.
Yeah. it's a good time if you like people gunning for each other, I guess.
It's one of those shows, and I'm sure you've seen shows or movies like this, where it's really hard to root for anybody on the show because they're all very despicable people. And yet, and there's moments in the show that are just, you cringe because there's the topic is so awkward and the way they discuss or do something about it. And when it's all, and you could say the same, I think, about The Office. Remember when The Office started?
Yes.
You'd be embarrassed for Michael Scott's character. Like, you don't say that
but
in front of
people.
But
then you felt so sorry for him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's that.
Right.
Yeah. And who's in Vice Principals?
Walton Goggins.
Oh, and, from The Shield.
And Danny McBride. He's also a writer. I think he's the writer-creator.
He is. And, you know, Danny McBride always plays kind of the same version of the character. It's like that guy that you just go, oh, God, here comes this guy. I can't stand talking to this guy. So
like the blustery, clueless, obnoxious guy. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And they're both vice principals, and both of them thought that they would get promoted to principal when their principal, who was Bill Murray, retired, and someone was hired from outside, and she, you know, you'd think that they're gunning for her job, right? So they're trying to bring her down, and you would think that the sympathy would be for her, but she's sort of just as despicable as they are.
Yeah.
And so that makes a fun dynamic.
Wendy, if you like despicable people.
I do.
Vice Principals on HBO is your show. All right, Kurt, stay where you are. Don't move in any direction.
He's stuck in traffic.
He's stuck in traffic. He's locked in. All right, more television talk in just a little bit. Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, and Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you've not visited his website, you should. If you like TV, pretty much everything you need to know is right there at TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, the Olympics, the opening ceremonies start tonight. The Olympics is one of those TV events like the Super Bowl or the Academy Awards that really can't miss, right?
Yeah, I always find myself distracted by it, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You end up watching it, and you know, they're really NBC, all the networks of NBC are showing different parts of it, and they're doing tons and tons of live stuff because it's, you know, in Rio, so it's in the same hemisphere or whatever. But it should be exciting.
We've had trouble in the past with that. When the Olympics are, like in Russia, say, what happens is you see a lot of things on tape delay, and because of the internet, a lot of times you would already know the outcome of the event while you were watching it, and that ruins it.
Right, exactly. I mean, and watching something live is always, I mean, especially a sports event, right? It's always more fun.
Oh, yeah. Wendy asked a great question yesterday, and I don't know the answer. Maybe you do. In the past, Bob Costas has played a major role in broadcasting the Olympics. Do we know? Is he on tap for this year as well?
I don't know.
Yeah,
sure?
Kevin said he was.
Oh, he is for sure? Yeah? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I would imagine he is.
Good.
And there's NBC has a website that has all, like, it's basically how to watch the Olympics, and it shows, like, what's on each network, because they have all, you know, MSNBC is doing something, CNBC, I think USA might have something on there.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
All of the, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of the NBC-affiliated networks are doing stuff. And if you go to my site on the August calendar, when it has the Olympics opening ceremonies, I put the address of that website and a link so that you can find it if you're really into the Olympics.
And that's TV.
Which I know a lot of people are.
I'm going to watch it. TVShowPatrol.com. Bill, have you been watching The Preacher?
I saw the first episode, and that's as deep as I've gotten so far.
My son and my sister, there's a big age difference, but they call it book club, and they discuss it afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, the season finale just happened, right, Kurt? Is it worth going back and catching up on this? I've heard such great things on The Preacher.
You mean Preacher? Just Preacher?
Preacher, yes.
The AMC thing? Yeah, it's very violent and sort of wacky and you know, has all these sort of supernatural things going on. But if that is to your taste, then you're going to love it, yeah.
I take it you don't like it. But.
It's a really weird show,
okay.
But it's fun.
I do, but I know a lot of people who couldn't deal with it. It's based on a graphic novel.
Very graphic.
You know, Yeah, and it's very graphic.
But it ended, right? So I'll have time to binge and catch up before the next season.
I think six. Is there six or eight? Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I think it's eight.
And I'm trying to remember the actor's name. Dominic West, is that his name? Really good.
No, Dominic Cooper.
Dominic Cooper, I'm sorry. Dominic West is someone else.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's been in a bunch of movies over the years, but fun guy to watch. All right, Kurt, turn around. I know you're stuck in traffic. Turn around, go home, come back next week. We'll get it done.
All right.
Thanks, Kurt. Have a good weekend.
I'm looking so good for you guys today.
Oh,
too.
Darn it.
Take a picture. Take a selfie and put it on our Facebook page.
Right. We're anxious to see you.
TVShowPatrol.com. I just wanted to make sure you get that because he wasn't in the studio to say that himself.
That's right. We'll take a break. We'll get some news in and then more show. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.